Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: more Chinese are quitting the communist organizations for a better future. Mersin, Turkey, Falun Dafa invited to hold seaside activities. Jewelry business owner recovers from a lung infection after reciting Falun Dafa is good. 938 Falun Gong practitioners targeted for their faith in May 2020. Germany, please keep this up. Everyone should know the truth. And Sydney, Australia, a meditation that brings peace and happiness. Now for the stories.
More Chinese are quitting the communist organizations for a better future. I'm a Falun Gong practitioner in Hebei Province, China. Having experienced the chaos brought about by the coronavirus pandemic over the past few months, many people are becoming more receptive when I talk to them about the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist Party. After hearing how the CCP has been deceiving the public about Falun Gong over the past 20 years, the same way it has been misleading the world during the coronavirus outbreak, lots of folks have said they no longer believe the CCP and want to renounce their memberships in the CCP organizations for a better future. I recently had some conversations with people I met on the street. As a middle-aged man passed me on a small street, I handed him a booklet about Falun Gong and briefly mentioned how practitioners have been detained and tortured for their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I know he smiled and gave me a thumbs up. Our society needs more good people like you. I was very happy for his support and encouragement. Continuing on my motorcycle, I saw a construction site in a village where people were building a house. Noticing a foreman standing nearby, watching the work, I went over to him and learned that he was a party member. He accepted the materials I gave him, and I talked with him briefly. He agreed to quit the CCP. As I bid him farewell, he thanked me and said, "I will share the booklet with the team when they go on a break so that everyone will know about it." The next stop was a farm where a couple in their late 50s was building shifting livestock feed. I talked with them about the pandemic and said that when plagues come, heaven blesses those who listen to their conscience instead of those who blindly follow the CCP. The wife replied, "Yes, Falun Gong is very good. I have heard about it. The CCP is doomed for persecuting innocent people." The husband agreed and added that he and his wife had never liked the party ever since they were young, so they never joined any organizations affiliated with the regime. Next, I met a woman in her 70s with three boys and two daughters already grown. She said she did not have much to worry about. As I chatted about the Chinese saying that good is rewarded with good and evil incurs evil, she agreed, adding that she had witnessed how much people suffered during China's many political campaigns. When I mentioned quitting the CCP organizations for a safe future, the woman said that she was indeed a party member and decided to withdraw. When a motorcycle rider stopped to greet her, she told me it was her nephew. "Go ahead and read this. It's very important," she said to him, and gave him the booklet I'd given her.
Mersin, Turkey, Falun Dafa invited to hold seaside activities. The Metropolitan Municipality of Mersin, Turkey, invited Falun Dafa practitioners to hold activities at the seaside on August 13, 2020, after the city lifted the coronavirus restrictions. Throughout the day, practitioners demonstrated the exercises, distributed leaflets, and talked to people strolling along the pedestrian pathway about the practice. They also raised awareness about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. City organizers and officials in the Metropolitan Municipality of Mersin have been very interested in Falun Dafa and have supported previous activities held by practitioners. The municipality invited them to do the exercises on the city's busiest coast twice a week. Mersin is a southern city near the country of Syria, and many Syrian immigrants live in and visit the city. Syrians were indeed interested in Falun Dafa and were given brochures written in Arabic. Several Syrian children learned the exercises and practiced them for half an hour. Mrs. Serpil and her family, who were visiting Mersin from the city of Batman, were curious about Falun Dafa and stopped to talk to practitioners. Her 6-year-old son did all the exercises for about an hour. A practitioner who spoke with Mrs. Serpil and her husband explained that practitioners of Falun Dafa strive to live by the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. She also told him that people are tortured and killed for doing this practice in China. When they heard that, Mrs. Serpil and her husband asked for more leaflets to give to people they knew. Even though she is not a practitioner, Musella loves Falun Dafa. She and her 83-year-old mother came to the activity to support the practitioners. Musella's brother was infected with the coronavirus and had to be intubated and put on a ventilator. He was in intensive care for 3 months. Musella repeated the words, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," all the time he was in intensive care. Her brother finally recovered. Musella and her 83-year-old mother signed the petition calling for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong in China.
Jewelry business owner recovers from a lung infection after reciting Falun Dafa is good. Asnat Gad, 73, lives in Suffolk County on Long Island in New York. She is Jewish and immigrated to the United States in the 1960s. She manages her family jewelry business and travels around the world every year searching for rare stones. Miss Gad's brother and his family, who live in Manhattan, came to spend the weekend with her on March 12, 2020. A week after they left, she began to feel ill. She could not taste anything except for a metallic taste. "I only wanted to eat either sweet or sour food. I wanted to lie in bed because my whole body ached when I got up," she said. She drove herself to a hospital in Southampton on March 21st. The doctor told her that she had the symptoms of a lung infection and asked her to self-quarantine at home. The doctor also instructed her to take Tylenol every 4 hours to relieve her fever. Ms. Gad returned home and her condition deteriorated. She had difficulty breathing and she was in such pain that she could not get out of bed. She was scared she was going to die. Miss Gad's friend, Anna, who is a Falun Dafa practitioner, contacted her on April 23rd and suggested that she recite the phrases, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." Miss Gad that same night texted her friend back saying she could feel air slowly going into her lungs. After reciting the words, she could breathe again. She sent another message to Anna, telling her that she felt oxygen in her heart, too. The next morning, she told Anna that she fell asleep after reciting the words the previous night and slept soundly. She felt better. She told Anna she wanted to learn Falun Dafa. Not only did her coronavirus symptoms disappear after reciting the words, but she also found that some of her previous ailments, such as heart problems, also disappeared. She recites these words daily now. "I did not believe in miracles before, but reciting this has changed my energy level," she said. "I'm grateful to Falun Dafa for saving my life. I thank Anna for teaching me this. God has brought her and Falun Dafa to me," Miss Gad said.
"938 Falun Gong practitioners targeted for their faith in May 2020. According to information collected by Minghui.org, 538 Falun Gong practitioners were arrested for their faith in May 2020, and 310 of them remain in custody at the time of this report. The same month also recorded 400 practitioners harassed for their faith, including a 92-year-old professor and a 9-year-old girl. The May data brought the number of year-to-date arrest cases to 2,136 and harassment cases to 1,950, for a total of 4,086 cases against Falun Gong practitioners for their faith. Due to the strict information blockade in China, the number of Falun Gong practitioners persecuted for their faith can't always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all the information readily available. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a traditional spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. It has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party since 1999. Among the cases that took place in May, the police ransacked the homes of 248 practitioners and extorted or confiscated cash from 27. The arrest and harassment cases in May took place in 26 provinces and municipalities. The provinces of Shaanxi, Shandong, Hebei, Sichuan, and Hubei have the most arrest and harassment cases. Some practitioners were targeted for talking to people about Falun Gong. Some were arrested for studying the teachings of Falun Gong together. There were also practitioners targeted around sensitive days as deemed by the CCP, including its annual political meetings and World Falun Dafa Day.
Germany, please keep this up. Everyone should know the truth. Visitors to Marienplatz in Munich, Germany, on June 10th had an opportunity to learn about Falun Gong and the fact that the Chinese Communist Party is persecuting the practice in China. At their activities last week, Falun Gong practitioners reminded people that the CCP's persecution has lasted for nearly 21 years, partly because the international community has remained largely silent about the persecution due to the economic interests in China. The tacit accommodation of the CCP's violence has had dire consequences for Falun Gong in China. One young man said, "Please keep it up. Everyone should know about this." His wife agreed. They appreciated practitioners' efforts and said they wish that politicians would speak up for human rights in China. They disagreed with the current policy of putting economic interests above human rights. Wearing bright yellow jackets, several practitioners demonstrated the exercises at Marienplatz, while one explained what they were doing to interested passers-by. People paused to watch the demonstration and read the posters with Falun Gong information. Some people asked for flyers that they could take to read. Several asked what they could do to help stop the persecution in China. Many people thought the CCP was irrational for persecuting practitioners who follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. An elderly man spoke with a practitioner for a long time. He said he could not imagine how some people could be so barbaric that they would harvest organs from living people. He said the CCP's state-sanctioned live organ harvesting must be exposed worldwide and that Falun Gong practitioners should not be persecuted.
Sydney, Australia, a meditation that brings peace and happiness. Australia has eased its coronavirus restrictions, and groups of up to 10 people are now allowed to gather outdoors in New South Wales. Falun Dafa practitioners in Sydney have returned to Hyde Park to introduce the meditation system to the public. Practitioners started to resume their exercise demonstrations in the park on May 22nd. They set up a canopy tent, display banners, and posters explaining how Falun Dafa practitioners are being persecuted in China. Practitioners there have noticed that more people are stopping by to ask for information and reading materials than before the lockdown. Sydney resident Chantel was walking with her son and a friend when they saw the practitioners. She said, "I like meditation. Can I join you for the exercises?" Chantel said that her mother, who lives overseas, and her friend both practice Falun Dafa. They have both recommended the practice to her and suggested that she contact practitioners to find out about upcoming workshops and group exercise sites. She said, "The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance mean a lot to me because they can bring peace and happiness to this world." Chantel said that the Chinese Communist Party is very bad because of its intense persecution of religious groups. She said the crimes range from burning temples to harvesting organs from prisoners of conscience. After the Australian government requested that the CCP investigate the source of the coronavirus, the regime started to threaten Australia. "I think we should stop working with such a totalitarian regime, since it has no respect for moral values or human rights," Chantel said. This was the first time that Lauren, a student from Chicago in the United States, had heard about Falun Dafa. She said the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance connect with people's hearts. Although people come from different backgrounds, they can all benefit from these fundamental values. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.